This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. The fact that gold prices keep falling underlines a growing feeling among investors in the US, especially that interest rates there could start to rise again before the end of the year. Here's Carrie Lee, Decision Economics in New York.
Gold, like a lot of other things like stocks, have been clipped on expectations that the Fed might actually hike rates by the end of the year. And as the Fed has been telegraphing at least some part of the time this week that rates could move higher, that's hurt stocks today a little bit and hurt them yesterday. And then it's been a continual downward pressure on gold. And in addition, because the biggest report each month is dealing with U.S. employment, no one wants to stick their neck out an inch before the employment report because the Fed has put additional emphasis on it, saying that the next two payroll employment reports may decide whether or not we raise rates in December or perhaps sometime next year.
What do you think investors are expecting to hear on Friday from the latest jobs report in the U.S.?
I think some number between 175,000 or 200,000. That number, while pretty good and better than the last 2 months, would still be well below the average gain over the 12 months of 250,000. So it would be one of those half a loaves where, unfortunately, half the people like me would say that might be enough for the Fed to pull the trigger, and the other half may say, well, it's still below the 12-month trend, so it's good but not good enough. And so I don't think a 200,000 number will clinch anything unless someone like Janet Yellen says that 200,000 is enough, and she hasn't told us that.
That was Carrie Lee, and if you count such things, gold is trading right now at $1,104 an ounce. So on Wall Street, the Dow ended the day hardly changed, really. It was finishing at 17,863. Earlier, London's main share index, that was lower. It was down 0.8% at 6,364. December New York light crude oil, that was almost a dollar lower at $45.39 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.